With a dominating 128-93 win in Game 4 last night, LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers are headed to the Eastern Conference Finals for the fourth straight year. The Cavs ended the Toronto Raptors season for the third year in a row, and James finished with an impressive stat line, 29 points, 11 assists, and he spent over 7 minutes in the final minutes of the game dancing near the bench. We're joined by WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto. And Terry, how did the Cavs go from a tough 7-game first-round series against the Indiana Pacers to now sweeping the number one seed in the Eastern Conference in the Toronto Raptors?
I mean, part of the series reminds all of us who've covered this for a long time how little we know, or sometimes even how little the players know, because certainly there was a concern, would the Cavaliers get LeBron James any help? After all, you know, he averaged 41 points in that 7-game series and was exhausted. And suddenly Kevin Love began to play well, and so did George Hill, J.R. Smith. The team seemed to just catch up to LeBron, and his confidence rubbed off on them.
Yeah, and how great has LeBron's postseason been? You mentioned he averaged over 40 points in that first-round series.
It's one of the epic ones. A big part of LeBron's postseasons, too, isn't just that how many points he averages or even how many minutes he is on the floor. It's how does his team grow around him to be able to right now be on a march to try and go back for him the 8th consecutive time to the NBA Finals. He's been there the last 7 years, the four with Miami and the previous 3 with Cleveland. That's unparalleled unless you go back to the 1960s with Bill Russell Celtics. But if you watch those series from one to the other, the teams tend to get stronger with LeBron until maybe perhaps they reach the finals. They begin to develop a tougher playoff personality. For example, Kevin Love, who just couldn't barely make a layup in the Indiana series, suddenly the last 3 games in the Toronto series averaged 26 points as confidence grew. The Cavs figured out ways to move the ball more. And I think LeBron just scares other teams to death. I mean, one of the weird things was before game 3, the Cavs have their pregame press conferences with the different coaches. Dwayne Casey, Toronto Raptors. Okay, he's now lost the previous 2 seasons to the Cavaliers, and here they are in season number 3. He's down 0-2. They asked him, well, do you believe in ghosts and playoffs? He goes, I don't subscribe to ghosts. Well, of course, that was the game that LeBron James hit the runner right at the buzzer. And as I wrote, okay, may not subscribe to ghosts, but he can't beat LeBron James. And that does get in their heads, too. And then you saw in game 4, it was just a blowout. So it's really strange to watch how the psyches of teams change, both the team with LeBron and also the teams facing LeBron.
Up next, the Cavaliers are going to play the winner of the Philadelphia 76ers and the Boston Celtics. Right now, the Celtics have a commanding 3-1 lead. How do you think the Cavs can ride this hot streak into the next round, the conference finals?
Well, they should be very confident. They should also realize that Boston will probably play them the same slow physical style Indiana did. Here's a big thing I've seen in the playoffs is that if you start winning close games, you seem to keep winning close games. And just in the same way, if you start losing them, you lose them. And in fact, at one point, LeBron James said, people say, you know, kind of all 2 points are created equal. He goes, they're not created equal at all. A certain basket at a key point of the game. And he was not just talking about a basket right at the end to decide it, but, you know, to change the momentum of the game is something that happens. And what also goes on during the playoffs is a bit of people just wearing down physically. The Cavs are thrilled right now. They hope that Boston and Philadelphia just play forever because what they want to do is really get some rest. The Cavs suddenly went from a very vulnerable position after winning Game 7 over Indiana and then going within 48 hours to play Toronto and looking very vulnerable again because Toronto had the best regular season record in Eastern Conference. So now they seem to be in a commanding position facing a Boston team that doesn't have Kyrie Irving, doesn't have Gordon Haywood, and has had a bunch of other guys who have been hurt on and off even during this current series. But things do change quickly as they go along.
Just goes to show that anything can happen in the playoffs. Terry Pluto, thanks for joining me this morning.
You're welcome.